Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I'm going to take a day full. It's been a day full. Good stuff all the way around. The Bousters from Lincoln East, Brandon and Brandon. The Bousters are state champions, dad and son. The pretzel got me. Pretzel got me. There's no question. It was number two, and it still got me. Oof. For Ashley Scoggin, Buzzy Carruthers. Hanging out with us over the course of this thing. Good stuff. Give me one Christmas song. Give me one that makes my top 10. Surprise me.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
See?
From now on,
I went chairman of the board. Come on. Out of sight. Come on. If Frank is singing it, it's gold. It's gold. All right, let's ask the Hall of Famer. Let's bring in Jay Foreman and see if he's got a favorite Christmas song. Jay, you have a favorite Christmas song, the one that you think you can sing when nobody ain't around.
Silent Night.
Hold on, Nick. Silent we have Night. That in there. Hold on. We have that. Jay, here's your chance to sing along.
Yep, we got on. Jay Karaoke coming okay, up on 93.7.
No, no, no. You ain't got to sing. But just, hold on.
That's it right there. Yeah.
There's one person on the planet who could sing that. The buzzy
hey,
things.
That's what I'm talking about. I have an uncle. His name is Richard Hall, but we call him Dickie. Uncle Blood. He can get deep like that dude, man.
Man.
And then before we had to, you know, as young kids had to go to sleep before on Christmas Eve. I guess they must have been wrapping presents and having schnapps and eggnog, like the eggnog, they would get down to those Christmas songs.
So
it was always Silent Night because I was right when I was about to go to bed because I wanted to stay up to see what I got.
So what? But is that one that you could sing, or are you not?
No, I can't. I can't sing, man. I can't sing. I can't even hum good.
So, yeah, right.
There's one thing that I try to sing when I'm in the car by myself is Mike Jackson when
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Human Nature or whatever comes on.
Oh, you try to hit that one?
Oh yeah, Mike Jack.
Yeah,
yeah, I rock the Mike Jack. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll have to make note of that, Nick. We'll have to make note of that. So where are you on the planet? You going to be at the event in Omaha? What are you doing? I don't know where you are on the planet.
What's the event in Omaha?
Oh, I thought there was an event there that you were at. I never know where Jay Foreman is. I gave up trying to figure out like where you were. You're like Waldo. It's like, where's Jay Foreman?
Ain't nothing happening in Omaha, not that I know of.
Okay.
Maybe they got some stuff. Maybe they got some meeting of the minds up there.
Okay. All right. All right.
Not for me, man.
Okay. Well,
I'm on the East Coast trying to get this wind to blow me back safely so I don't hit the tornado.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't here yesterday, man. It was pretty nasty yesterday. We were sitting up at Tanner's, couldn't even see out the window.
Yeah, it looked like it was no joke, man. So my mom is a weather watcher, and she was giving me updates all the way from Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you, it was pretty different. So after a day after signing day, do you still feel warm and fuzzy about this? About the talent that was added to this roster yesterday?
I like the pieces. I like the. The different positions that they're, they address, as far as, positions of need, whether these guys provide instant depth or, future starters or whatever happens. I mean, the rest is, is up to them, come in, work hard, earn your stripes. So there's nothing that they can't do. They can take it as, small or big as they want, so it's a great thing, a great opportunity for them, right? They're not coming to a team where, like in Alabama, where you kind of like, oh, there's a foregone conclusion that so and so is going to be playing next year, so and so is going to be starting in his position, blah blah blah. Every position's open, and age isn't an issue. If you come in and show that you can play at this level and play for Nebraska and help them improve, obviously on the field, you're going to get every opportunity to do it, and so. Obviously, I'm assuming they're not done. I mean, both short term and long term. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be active in the portal at a couple other positions. So, but I like where they're at. I like the potential of what they're doing, or the guys that are coming in. I think, you see a couple of receivers to go with some of the young guys they already have on the roster. A couple of DBs, you got a couple of linebackers coming in. You got a guy that potentially could be the edge guy or kind of like a nickel guy. Couple of D linemen, O linemen, you got a quarterback. Obviously, he needs to get healthy, but ultimately, a lot of positions were addressed, let alone three specialists, I think, came in. I think even two kickers, one punter, and a long snapper. So everything is, obviously that was a bit, eyesore this year. So, look, sometimes you ask and you will receive, and you're asking because. The guys that didn't produce the year before. And, where you can't really look at the rankings as far as where Nebraska is versus, say, like other Big Ten teams, because the kids in the state of Nebraska, one, when you have, I think that both the tight ends from Bellevue West were four-star. I think the lineman, I think he's still maybe or trying to go to Missouri. He was a four-star. And the linebacker went to Oregon. I'm sure he was a four-star. It makes it a little bit different because the kids from Nebraska generally don't get a lot of respect, but ultimately you lose, I think, four stars. Now, granted, system preference and system compatibility doesn't weigh into it, but then ultimately, obviously you're looking at ranking. So I think they did well. I think all of the kids are, going to be coachable, want to be here, and I think that's a big deal too. I think the makeup of them is good, and so I think it's a pretty good class.
Jay, so you mentioned that coachable thing. Are there players who somehow get signed and committed without knowing who they are? Like, we know the certain stuff you can only find out later. But do they have a pretty good idea about the personal makeup of the dude that signed yesterday?
I think they have a better idea than last year. And it's not taking anything away from any of the guys that came, last year. But,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With COVID, you couldn't have as many visits, you couldn't really be in much contact, and so you're kind of making decisions shot in the dark. I think this year they were able to get a head start with some guys and kind of had targets that they wanted and did pretty well, I think. So So, yeah, you kind of miss on some stuff. But I think, you know, a lot of times, and this isn't particular, you know, Nebraska or Nebraska only, sometimes you see, you know, you get, you know, blinded by the potential of said player at said position that they could be blankety-blank only if, you know, every coach thinks I can get him right. Now, there is a case or two that happens, but it's few and far between. So maybe a little bit of that, but I think that the makeup of the guys are good. And, they all want to be here, and they're going to be competitive. They want to come in and make a difference. I think they see the opportunity versus, hey, I don't want to go somewhere where a team isn't, going to win. I mean, when you have a new offensive coordinator, new offensive line coach, obviously going to have a new running back coach and slash quarterback coach and offensive line coach, if I didn't mention that before, all of them with, you know, pro experience and success. And if you're at those positions or coming in on that side of the ball, you know, I'm showing up to campus thinking and knowing that I'm trying to play for a variety of reasons. So, you know, this all depends on how they approach it, and being coachable is a big thing, you know, for these kids. And I think I like to make up, you know, on the surface of all of them.
You and I texted back and forth when we got the news of Urban Meyer being replaced at Jacksonville, and you're pretty adamant, like, the dude's done, right? Dude's done.
Yeah.
Is that still how you feel later in the day? Will Urban Meyer ever coach again?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say completely. Look, I will say this: there's people in the coaching profession, especially some of these athletic directors, especially if they want to keep their job or kind of, you know, hit a home run. They hire out of desperation, so you know. You know, the door isn't totally shut on Urban ever coaching again. What I meant by that is probably he's done definitely within the short term of coaching at the type of university that he is used to coaching at. Right. You know what I'm saying? And yep. That is a Power Five, powerhouse type of university. It'd be hard sell for the athletic director to run down the hall and knock on, you know, the president's door and say, we want to bring Urban Meyer. Now, I will say this. Kicking the kicker. Oh, what he was thinking. You know, that's kind of funny. But,
right? Like, I mean, it's just bananas, right?
Yeah, I just wonder, like, how long? Why did it take you so long? Like, I mean, if a coach come kick me, like, dude, we scrap it, especially at the pros, right then and there. Like, I just, you know. So, you know, you wonder where the truth lies, who really leaked it, and all this other stuff. So it just all kind of just goes into the whole thing down there in Jacksonville. So I'm sure, you know, it's a pounce on it, and let's, pile on Urban Meyer. But in the short, I don't foresee him coaching anymore. I think it would have to be a unique situation in the sense of, he actively goes out there and tries to work on some of the things that he probably didn't do wrong or that he did wrong,
mm-hmm.
To make it more appealing and sellable to, you know, the masses, because that's going to be a big part of him, you know, getting a job. Look, Urban Meyer, the coach, if you just took him as a coach, there's tons of universities that want to hire him. He's one of the best college football coaches of all time, and he's done it at every single level, and there's no doubt that if it came down to coaching, he could do it. Now, some of the personality issues that have manifested and grown to be somewhat of a plague or a disease is probably magnified by that paycheck and his power that he had. People don't realize he had total control of literally everything. If they wanted a certain type of toilet paper, he could have it. That was probably too much for him too quick, but it was part of his stipulations. So once you kind of get everything that you want, you think you run the whole thing. So I think this is a humbling experience for him. Ultimately, you know, I think he could probably jump right back on TV. It'd be interesting to see who would touch him in the short term. But I will tell you this. I was pleasantly surprised about Urban Meyer on TV. I thought he was excellent. I thought he was engaging. I think he was a personality that was, you know, second to none. His ability to break down plays and make it real simple was great. Now I think there's other things that he probably needs to, you know, take care of in order to get back into coaching thing or even into TV. But he was and would be great in the right situation. But I'm sure he's going to take – I'd be very surprised if he jumps back in within a year just because he probably just – you know, time heals all. And, you know, in the world of college and professional sports or professional sports and entertainment, there's going to be a bigger story and a bigger mess up than Urban Meyer down in Jacksonville. You just got to give it some time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, I think you're right. The TV thing may jump first in order to make things move for him. But I don't think we've heard the last of the Urban Meyer story or stories. I really don't.
No.
Tonight.
No, I was just in short. I didn't mean to cut you off. He's very competitive, and he didn't want to go out like that.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so he's going to probably try to do what he needs to do, you know, short time and get, you know, clear his name and get back right.
Like I said, I think it's going to be very interesting going forward. Who you got tonight? KC travels to L.A. to face the Lightning Bolts.
I got the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they hit their stride. I don't think they'll, you know, beat the Chargers to the tune like they beat the Raiders. But I think they are starting to catch fire. They're starting to be more consistent. I think the rough patch, if it ever could happen to them at a good time, in the sense that they were able to work through it in the middle of the season, still win some games. Like I said, the big X factor isn't Patrick Mahomes, isn't Travis Kelce, isn't Tyreek Hill. It isn't the law firm coming back at the running back position or the emergence of the young offensive line. It is the defense and the defense's ability to stifle people, make big plays, stop the run. With Jones, Ingram, and Frank Clark, that three-headed monster is second to none in the league, and they are starting to ramp up now. As teams are starting to wear down as far as, like, in pass protection, whether it's through injury or just kind of just wearing out the season, these guys are catching their second win, and the defense is really, really starting to play well. So I look for the Chiefs to win, you know, anywhere from 7 to 10 points. But I think San Diego, you know, has all the tools to hang with them. But I think the Chiefs are just, you know, starting to take off and hit their stride right now. And they have the experience factor from the coaching standpoint of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes of being, two of the best in the National Football League.
It's going to be interesting. Pretty good one for Thursday night because they're not always good games. So we'll lock them up and do the thing. Kind sir, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate you.
All right, man.
That's the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman. We'll throw it to break. We'll come back. We'll get in the Christmas spirit. Lock down 10 songs. None of them are wrong. They're all right. Just sing along. It's okay. You'll be all right.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.